Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at the third week of August 2015. And we start with August 15th, the celebration of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary according to the Catholic tradition. And this is actually the overlay of an older goddess tradition, or as stated in David Ovison's book, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, The Masons and the Building of Washington, D.C., that this was connected to the older virgin cults, or virgin not meaning no sex, virgin meaning whole, autonomous, sovereign expression of the feminine. So the Virgin Mary is the sovereign Mary. And this is the time when the sun, S-U-N, was in the constellation of the Virgin Priestess. Now, the sun currently is in the constellation of the Lion, and that is because these times, it's precessional, it's moving backwards. The seasons move backwards through the constellations. So we no longer have the sun with the Virgin Priestess, and at one time, some time ago, it was with the star Spica. And now that doesn't happen until October, I think. But anyway, so and also there was a connection to the Sun Regulus conjunction that's now happening on August 23rd. So as these seasons move through the constellations, the dates and the times and or the stars that are connected to these ceremonial times can shift and change. So we do have a connection to the stellar triangle, the sun with Regulus on August 23rd now, but again, it was at a time when it was on August 15th, and so the Assumption of the Virgin Mary was probably more likely connected to that time a couple thousand years ago as the time when this would have been coming into play, the overlaying of this particular feast day as a way to move people away from the older goddess traditions. So just something to be aware of and to tune into. And the moon is moving into Virgo today and passing Jupiter, and the sun is conjunct retrograde Venus, and Mercury is actually trying Pluto. So there's all kinds of energies that are happening with this. And if we think about the sun conjunct Venus and Leo, right here in this new moon window, and the moon, of course, has been with Venus, activating that, and that we've been in the eighth gate, Venus's eighth gate, which is connected to the 888 Lion's Gate. And as I mentioned before, the Venus can only be conjunct the sun at this time of year, retrograde, every 8 years. That's only happening every 8 years. And it just so happens that it's happening in a triple eight time gate with Venus at the eighth gate when she's been in the eighth gate and now conjunct the sun and getting ready to begin. You know, she's shifting. She's making that transition from the Capricorn goddess to the Leo goddess, from the wise elder grandmother goddess energy to the sovereign queen, to one who knows who she is. She doesn't need anybody outside of her. She doesn't need to have power or control over anybody else. She doesn't need someone to tell her how great and magnificent she is, although she will appreciate that. But she's really coming from that place of knowing her sovereignty. And this is something that is taking place now. You know, it's like we're going to really be doing this journey, engaging this journey in a powerful way. And so I'll just mention that this is also August 15th is the day of the last day of the early registration special for the Venus cycle that is going to be focusing on Leo, on the sovereign queen, on Sekhmet, on all the different expressions of the queen energy, and how we can step more fully into our sovereignty, owning that divine feminine power, whether you're a male or a female. For women, it is the feminine expression. For men, it is the connection to the inner feminine, the inner beloved energy. So if you'd like to join Tammy and I on that journey, we would love to have you. We've had just such an incredible experience of working with this ceremonially for the Capricorn cycle and working with the circle of grandmothers who are going to continue to work with us through the Leo cycle. And we'll be also working a lot with Sekhmet and all the queen energy and focusing on, you know, what's in the way of us truly loving ourselves? How can we release and let go of any of that and really establish through group intention, the power of group intention, the sovereignty of our own selves? How do we love ourselves more so that we can love others even more fully as a result? And so, this is just a time of huge empowerment of that pure heart energy, that courageous energy, that that self-loving, the courage to really love ourselves in a sacred way. So it's a powerful time, very exciting time. And this will the thing we'll look at the week four is the rise of Venus in Leo into the morning sky, beginning her new cycle, beginning her new story, her new journey. The descent and ascent, into and out of the underworld, dying to all that no longer serves and being reborn into that strength and power and sovereignty. So on August 16th, the crescent moon will pass Mercury, that's now past Regulus, still in the lion. And then on August 17th, the moon will be under the tail of the lion at the zero Libra point, the balance point, the place where the sun is at the balance of day and night, the equinox. The September equinox. And this is also at the head of the Virgin Priestess, the tail of the lion and the head of the Virgin Priestess, where we have the balance of day and night, where we have the balance between masculine and feminine, where we have the balance between all of the polarities, ideally. You know, how do we balance all of that? So that's going to be a powerful point. And then we will have... I talked a little bit about, because the sun is getting ready to be with Regulus, Jupiter is with Regulus, and we've had Venus. She's been with Regulus, and she's kind of still hanging out in the same degrees. Well, close within, you know, I guess she's within 10 degrees of Regulus right now in her retrograde, but she'll be passing by Regulus one more time. So something that I just brought into and would like to just speak into our awareness, into our understanding, is noticing where are we speaking from? Are we speaking from our heart energy? Are we speaking from what's true and alive and aligned in our heart, like as Osho calls it, love language? Or are we speaking from logical language? He calls it the language of the mind, as opposed to the language of the heart. So if we're speaking from the language of the mind, then we are often speaking more from the place of I'm right, you're wrong, or we're trying to prove our point, or we're trying to have our way of being seen by the other person, not necessarily caring to see their way, and that creates separation and disconnection. But if we're coming from the language of the heart, from the place that we're not really having to prove anything and that we're just wanting and desiring more of a connection, you know, it's talking heart to heart rather than mind to mind. It's a beautiful description that he shares, and you can see that in the written version of the timings. So this is about how we truly love ourselves and our self-talk. Is it loving? Is it compassionate? Is it supportive? Is it helpful in helping us to love ourselves more? Or is it critical? Is it judging? Is it challenging? Is it, you know? So anyway, as I've suggested many times before, and I'm always thinking this is a great idea, or feeling this is a great idea, you know, to write down all the ways that you love yourself. What are your great qualities? What are the things that are good about you? Write them down and then read them out loud every day. And especially while the sun is with Regulus, Venus is with Regulus, Jupiter is with Regulus during these weeks, writing these down, speaking them out loud. If you don't know, if you can't come up with very many things that you love about yourself, you're having a challenge with that, maybe find people who are close to you, who care about you, who can tell you some things. And I've actually done this, and it's pretty powerful to have someone tell you what they love about you and write them down, or have them write them down for you. And then you can read those out loud on a daily basis. And this, the idea is that it takes time to establish a new pattern. We have these neural pathways that have been critical and judgmental, and where we've been judged or we've been judging ourselves, and we need to establish the new pattern, and that takes time. And it can also create uncertainty and doubt, and things come up, and we need to love ourselves through all of that as we are establishing those stronger patterns. And so also in this time, Venus is going to be trying retrograde Uranus, and so this might be a time where there's outside of our ordinary reality kind of events that are taking place that are getting us to expand our ability to see how we can love ourselves, or how we're not loving ourselves, so that we can release that, let go of that, and love ourselves more fully. So just be conscious of that. And on the night of the 19th, the moon will be approaching Spica. And again, I've talked about this star, the most important star of the Divine Feminine. And it was the star where the sun was when we started the virgin cults, when we started the honoring of the feminine, the goddess. The sun would be with this star, and that's part of the stellar triangle. So we have Regulus, Spica, and then the other star in the triangle is Arcturus. And so you'll be able to see that. See the moon approaching Spica and get a connection into that. With Jupiter near Regulus, it's a very powerful time to be noticing and looking up into the sky. And on August 20th, then you'll see the moon approaching Zubin El Janubi, the star of the scales. Scales of how we weigh our hearts against the feather of truth. So what do we believe is true that's maybe not true, and weighs heavy in our heart? And so if it's weighing heavy in our heart, then how can we get to the real truth, the lighter truth, the truth that is light as a feather, that allows our hearts to be lighter than a feather? So that's something that you can play with during this time, and watching the moon approaching that star. And then, of course, on the night of the 21st, we'll be past Zubin El Janubi and catching up to Saturn. On August 21st, we're going to have Saturn square the sun. And this is the quadrature of Saturn station direct on August 1st or 2nd, depending on your time zone. And so has only moved just a few minutes since that time. It's been in that very still, not moving much place. And now this marks the beginning of Saturn getting ready to just really take off and start moving very quickly. And we'll move into, it's still at 28 Scorpio, 36 minutes. And so by September, it's moving into Sagittarius. It's going to move a whole 2 minutes very quickly now. So if you have angles, planets, or nodes between 26 and 30 degrees of Scorpio, Taurus, or Aquarius, or Leo, then you have been in a Saturn initiation that is completing. This is the integration and the completion phase. But it's also, because it is in square, it's a time for taking action, some kind of inspired action. And that will hopefully strengthen the process of coming into living from your passion. And if not, if you haven't been doing that, maybe you're still in the dismantling process, then this is the time to continue that, so that you can restructure what's not working and come more into the place of what's working. So Saturday, August 22nd, the moon is passing Saturn, and is also the exact first quarter moon. So by that night, you're going to see Saturn with the moon just past Saturn. And also the sun, because the first quarter moon is at 28 or 29 Scorpio. Saturn's at 28, 37. It's moved a whole minute since yesterday. And then the sun is still very close to Regulus, within a degree of Regulus. So this is an extremely powerful time, and one for really looking at what are the distractions, external, particularly the external distractions, and the ways that we maybe are seeing how we are, who we are, based on an external standard. And again, as we talked about before, if we're outwardly referenced, if we're externally referenced, then how we are experiencing ourselves is maybe not even close to what the truth is of who we are within ourselves. So what we're really wanting to focus on, what's ideal to focus on at this time, is how we can connect with that internal reference, where we can really love who we are. And what's in the way of that? Scorpio is always about having to die to the things that are disempowering to us. So what's in the way of that, and what can we let go of and surrender to so that we can become more empowered? That's always the point of any Scorpio energy, is to become empowered. But often we have to face those fears. We have to deal with those shadow issues in order to get to that place. So that's a big piece. And then, of course, the moon will move into Sagittarius. And by the night of the 23rd, we'll be with Antares. And that's something that we'll talk about in the last week of August 2015.